The Ramban, in his Hakdamah to Chumash Bamidbar, says that there's a definite similarity between the tzivuyim that are said by Matan Torah and the tzivuyim that were said by Negeah to the Mishkan. It says that just like you find by Har Sinai, it said Hagbel es Ahar, when the Shechina was resting there, it says V'higbalta es Ha'am Soviv Leimar, Yishamru Lachem Alois Bahar, Unegaya Bekotzeihu, Kol Hanegaya Bahar Yumos. That's what it says by Har Sinai. There was a Hagbola, they made a boundary around it, and in Parshas Bamidbar it says Uvin Soya HaMishkan, Yoridu oisei halavim, uvachanois hamishkan, yokim oisei halavim, vahazor hakorev yumas. So you see, there's also a hakbal over there not to come too close. It says it again later on. So, Rav Simcha Zisel Broide, in his Sefer Sam Derech, he says that this stems very much with what the Ramban says, that the aside of the Mishkan was that the Shechina that rested on Har Sinai, out in the open, it rested in the Mishkan Benister. So in other words, the Mishkan was a duplicate of what happened in Har Sinai. And he says, Hashem is in the Mishkan always with Yisrael, the way it was near Lahem Bahar Sinai. Rashi and Bamidbar says this. It says, Uvavoy Moshe Eloy Moye L'dabr Itoy V'yishma Es HaKol Midabr Elov. So Rashi says, "Vayishma sakol yochol kol mamuch." I would think it was a low voice. Talmud Leimar es hakol. Hey, how you do? The kol who hakol shenibrim by Sinai. So the voice that spoke from the Kodesh Hakadoshim was mamish the voice of Sinai, and the Mishkan was mamish a symbolization of Har Sinai. So it stands to reason, I mean, the Ramban stems very well, that the same hakbolas that they made by Har Sinai are hakbolas that they made in the Mishkan Vazor HaKor of Yumas. That's one thing. It says, Su'es Reish Kol Hadas B'nei Yisrael, the Mishpachaisam. Take a census of the heads of the congregation of Yisrael according to their families, Leis HaVoisam, to their father's Mishpachas. Now, Sefer Bamidbar in Chazal is called Sefer Bamidbar. It's called Sefer HaPikudim. It's the counting of the Bnei Yisrael. So, first of all, we know that the Torah is not Ma'arech in one Yud. Mamish have now Masechtas Ksubas. From extra letters, they learn out halachas. You know, Mamish is not an extra letter. Over here, the Torah is Ma'arech Mamish on the counting of the Bnei Yisrael. Like, you know, every Shevet, it's counting. Like, what's this all about? Shevet Levi was counted separately. What is the arichas over here about the counting? And why is it the psicha for the whole sefer? And it's called Chumash HaPikudim. You know, like the whole Chumash is that this has a shaychus to the Pikudim. And also, you have to understand, Bahashkafa Rishayna, counting people is like an organizational kind of a thing, you know? You have to be organized, you have to know how much each shevet has. But what does it add to the ruchnius of Klal Yisrael? What's it negay? Obviously, if the Torah mentions it, it is Torah. The counting is Torah. So what exactly is the significance of the counting in the ruchnius of Klal Yisrael? So Shamshon Rafal Hirsch says, in Sefer Vayikra, we learned about the Torah HaKorbanis and the Hashra's Hashchina. The Indian of Korban, we said, is from the word kurva, a lotion of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's other halachas over there that we have to know as far as Tumah V'Tahara and eating kashrus for the Shechina to rest in Klal Yisrael. But in order for the Shechina to rest in Klal Yisrael, you need Klal Yisrael itself. And Memele, the Torah is teaching us over here, how do you build Klal Yisrael? The first step in building Klal Yisrael is counting them. What counting, what shaychus does that have to the binyan of Klal Yisrael? The Torah calls counting Nesias Rosh, Su'u Es Rosh Kol Hadas B'nei Yisrael. What does that mean? What is the Nesias Roish? It's a lesson of elevation. When you count something, you're separating it from the cloud. Kozman, a person is part of a cloud, so he's one of a crowd. He's not a separate entity. He doesn't have his individuality. He doesn't recognize his egin akoichas. To count someone means to separate him from the crowd and to elevate him, to be machshev him, and to instill in him the feeling that he has his own personal tafkid in the bria that only he has and nobody else could have. There's a saying in English, be yourself, everybody else is already taken. No. Yourself is not yet taken. Imena neely neely. If I'm not the one that works for myself and I don't recognize my egin akoichas, nobody else can do it for me. Because everybody else has their egin akoichas and their egin atafkin and the bria. So this Nesias Roish was separating the person. It says bishmoisim, but their names. The names in those days, it was clear, it touched up the mahus of a person. This is the essence of the person. And each person was given his tafkid, lefi what he was meant to be, lefi his kaifas. Nowadays we name people after Zaydis, after Shishidis, Rabbeim. Somebody once came, I think, to the Emre Emes. He asked, what should I name my child? So he said, the Rav Yishlom gives a person Ruach HaKodesh once in a lifetime. Or twice. When he has kids, he want to give up that source of Ruach HaKodesh. So, by us, it's begat Ruach HaKodesh, you know. Whatever the kids' tchunas are, so it ends up that his name, which is Yarshan from previous Dairis, you know, ends up with him. But in those days, the name was touched up a Mahus, and each person's Mahus, each person's essence was separate. So this counting was in the Nesias Roish, it elevated the person, it separated him, it made him distinct. You're not just anybody else. You're yourself and you have your egin akoichas. It also had to be l'mishmoisa, for their name, l'mishmoisa, l'beis avoisa. Every mishpacha has its own way of getting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every mishpacha has its own tunis. And in every mishpacha you have branches. Every beis av has its egin atruch. Tchunas. So you have the tchuna of the mishpacha, the tchuna of the branch, and the tchuna of the individual. And only he is able to take that mizug of the family that raised him, and the branch that raised him, and his own personal kaychas. And that is necessary to act as a base for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shechina rested on the 600,000, whatever the minion was, of the Bnei Yisrael, because each one had a kayach of being a base for Kedusha. And that's why they were called that Bishmoisim. It wasn't Stam Parshid, Stam accounting. Right? Somebody once asked the Chofetz Chaim, there's so much Pirud and Klal Yisrael. You have Chasidim and Misnagdim and Ashkenazim and Sfardim. And amongst the Chasidim, it's different Chasidim. And amongst the Litvaks, it's different. So Chofetz Chaim said that when you have an armed force, armed forces, you have to have different kinds of armed forces. Those that fight by land, they're foot soldiers, those that, you know, artillery, there's an air force, there's a navy, they all fight the enemy from different perspectives. So he says, the Klal Yisrael also has different kinds of armies and fighting the Yetzirah. There are those that do, they concentrate on Levan HaTorah. There's others that concentrate working on their midas. There's others that concentrate on Tefillah and Avodas Hashem. That's not Pirud. The Ikar is that everybody is aiming for the same goal. No, there's different Rachim to get to the same goal. And that's the Inyan over here of the Binyan of Klal Yisrael. It's totally in the Minyan of Klal Yisrael. Everybody has to know what their tafkid is. And when a person knows what his tafkid is, he has a tremendous Simchas HaChaim. You know, the problem today is, first of all, the Goyish Welt. You know, you have a country, probably the richest country in the history of the world. The richest country with all of the Gashmias and Tigris, you name it. And it's the angriest country. The most nervous country and saddest country, depression, full of depression. Why is that? There are no goals. There's no tafkid. People don't know where they're going. They're walking around aimlessly, have no idea where they're going. And they think of these new ideas, which they think is mamash saving mankind, which is a joke, right? That's because they don't know their egin and tafkid. At least Baruch Hashem, even if maybe we don't know our, you know, tafkid hayichidi as individuals, even though people eventually get a sense of what they are meant to do. But l'maisa, we have a general tafkid of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and keeping the Torah, and that gives a person a Simchas HaChaim. But in those days, the counting, the Nesias Roish, that was telling them what their tafkid was. That's a major thing in the binyan of Knesset Yisrael. On this pasuk, Su'u es roish kol hadas b'nei Yisrael mishpachosim leveis avosam, the Ramban brings down a medrash. Medrash Rab. Medrash is like this. Amar Rav Pinchas, Amar Rav Vidi. Ma'idich siv, what does it say? Barosh HaSeder, Su'u es roish. Su'u es roish. Roimimu es roish. Could have said, lift up the heads. Gadlu es roish. Leinema. Doesn't say that. Nor su'u es roish. And the reason is of the Medrash, because su'u can have two meanings. On one hand, it's a lashon of nesius, it's a lashon of elevation. Like you find in Parshas Vayeshev, that Yosef, when he interpreted the dreams of the Sara Mashkim and the Sara Oifim, he said to the Sara Mashkim, Ba'oish loishes yomim yiso parius reishecha, ve'yishivcha al kanecha. So the lashon of nesius reish is going to elevate you. It's a lashon of peronius, like he told the Sara Oifim. He's going to lift up your head from you. He's going to disattach it. So the word Yisa could be one thing. It's an elevation. And Yisa Lahepa could be for Peronius. So what's the pshat over here? Like, what's the Medrash telling us over here? So I once heard, Chazal Brady says a different pshat, but I once heard the pshat that Klal Yisrael has been given special koiches. We yarsh in the koiches of the Ovis HaGoshim, Avram Yitzchak and Yankiv. That's been passed down to us through the generations. Tremendous, tremendous koiches. But those koiches, if they're used for good, so then Mamash, it can elevate us. It's in the Siyas Roish, it's a Lashon of Chashivas, it can be Moirudik. Obalahepach, we have Gevaldik koiches, if they're used for the other tzad, it can cause Churban Neira to the person himself, to Klal Yisrael, and to the entire world. Gevaldige Koiches is good if you utilize it for the right purpose, right? But ammunition can be used to defend against an enemy, against Rishon. You put it into the hands of a little child, Chas V'Shalom, what kind of churban it could cause? It's a powerful koyach, tremendous powerful koyach. Nuclear energy could be used for good tzach. It could be used for destructive purposes. It's a massive energy. The energy, the koiches that Klal Yisrael were given, that could be goyim in the Siyas Roish Mamish, the highest Madrega Shaykh. Me'idr Gis, it's a danger. When so much power is put into our hands, that's what the Malachim were afraid of, Rishas Maim Ben Arsinai. Keep the Torah up here, you're going to give it to man, he could abuse it. It's a tremendous koich. So that's something that we have to realize. It's in the Siyas Roish. Me'idr Gis, it can be a terrible, terrible thing. There was a debate in the early 1900s, who has a greater brain, Chaim Brisker or Havdol Albert Einstein? Debate. But look at what each one was good. Chaim Brisker, the ganze Welt. You know, Mamash learns of Chaim's Torah and his Torah Gebot on his Torah in the Bracha. His chesed was legendary, not shy. Einstein, they say, was a decent person, but his theories, the theoretical nuclear bombs, he also developed something that has shakas to television with videos and that kind. Where's Churban Shaykh? You can have tremendous kaychas, but those kaychas could be abused. You have Yidden that brought bracha to the world, Karl Marx, what happened? Karl Marx, you know, the people in Hollywood were all Jews. The worst hashchosa shayach, the tumah, the nevola, the Jewish brain. Same thing in the hippie movement. You know, the hippie movement, you know, Mamash brought Churban to America. Big Jewish names there. So, communists, you know, Trotsky was a communist, you know, in the Yevzektsi, you got people that got smicha in yeshivas. So one head communist got smicha from Rishon Lezion. One has smichin tells. So these brains, they're tremendous Yiddish koyches, but on the one hand, it could be an Asiyas Reish, but the fact that you have gewaltige koyches, that could be a terrible, terrible churban. And that's what the Torah is warning us about over here. A little bit been a gear to Shavuos. The Gemara Masech, the Shabbos, the Peches, brings down a posik. Mishamayim hishmato din. From Shamayim you let the din be known. Eretz yora v'shokta. The earth was in fear and it was still. There's taking posik. So, Gemara asks a question. If it was afraid, lama shokta. So why was it also still? In shokta, lama yara. If it was still, so why was it afraid? Zogdi Gemara, ela b'tchila yara. In the beginning it was afraid, and at the end it calmed down. Why? Kid Reish Lakish. Like Reish Lakish said. I'm a Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, my did see, what does it mean when it says in the posse? Vayir vayivayikir yoyim hashishi. Like all the other days of creation, it does not say a hey. And punkt over here it says yoyim hashishi. That's referring to hashishi, the sixth day of Sivan. Tznai hisnak hodesh baruch hu imasim bereshis. Says, Em Yisrael makabal mesat teira, if Klaisol will be makabal the teira, atem eskaimen. V'imlaav animar zereskam l'soyu v'voyim. So Pasha the Pshat is Pasha the Pshat. The earth was afraid. After it heard that Klaisol was makabal the teira, that was a kiyum for the world, and the man of the world was calmed down. So Hasemes teaches a little bit deeper. So Hasemes says that there's nothing in greater steer to Torah than the Aretz, than Artzius, Gashmius. The same way there's gravity that physically pulls people down, there's the Artzius, the Chelek HaAdam of the person, with its Taivus, with its different Ritzainas, with its different bad Midas that pull him in all directions. That's Mamash in steer to Torah. And the earth in itself is in steer to Torah. It pulls people down. So how could Torah, how could it exist down on this world? How's that Shayim? It's tied to the Sasri, right? What you need is that the koichas of the Oris have to be calmed down. So it's not in contradiction to the Torah, lehepach, it becomes a base for Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make that melding together, that fusion of Torah with the land. But how's it shaykh? It's tied to the Sasri, it's like fire and water. So that's where Yira comes in. Pachad is able to quiet something down. You know, a person, and then all of a sudden he gets scared, you know, it can have a tremendous effect. That's the tactic that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used on the earth. Eretz Yora B'Shogda. What was the purpose of making this Tanai with the earth? Like, what am I nafkamin? It's a yo nish nish. He told the earth, L'chetchila, whatever it represents, the malachim that represent the earth, if Klal Yisrael will be makabel, don't think that you're so, you can't be so confident of your existence, right? If Klal Yisrael is makabel, the Torah, good, if not, not. That memela was a signal to the earth that it can't be in steer to Torah. And it has to subjugate itself, it has to subdue itself. But Chilu Yara, and the fact that it was Yira, that allowed it to subdue itself, so now that it's not necessarily in steer to Torah. For states, it was totally the Bechira HaAdam, a person can make it in steer to Torah. But the earth meets on itself, is not in steer to Torah, lehepach, it becomes a base for Torah. I wanted to be moisiv to this part of the Sfasenes, that you find the famous Gemara in Masechtas Kulin, where Pinchas ben Yair was on his way to a Dvar Mitzvah, to Pinyin Shvuyim, and he came Pogaboy Nor Ginoi, came to the Ginoi River. So he said, Ginoi, chloikli meimech, you know, split your waters for me, you know, I want to go do a mitzvah. So the Ginoi said, you know, you're going to do the rotzen of the bayir, and I'm doing my rotzen of the rotzen of the bayir for me. So he said, if you're not going to split your waters, then I'll be guys and no water's going to come through you forever. And there was a yid behind him, he split for Pinchas ben Yair, there was a yid walking behind that was carrying wheat for matzahs, split for him, split for him. There was a guy behind them, split for him. They shouldn't say that, you know, we're rude to Bnei Levoya. He split for the guy as well. Vashteita over here is that the earth subjugates itself for Taira. For Emes the Kitaira, for Taira's Emes, the Dagger of Pinchas Ben Yair. You know, by us it's been Nister. By us it happens in a hidden way. But with the Torah is on the Darug of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer, the earth subjugates itself, and this was the Tznai Sheisna Kodesh Baruch Hu in Maisa Bereishis. This inyan of Yira, to calm down the Aretzias, is also evident in the famous Gemara Shabbos Daf Pei Ches. It says, "Vayisyasu b'sachta sahor, melamed shirkof aleim HaKadosh Baruch HaSahor kigigas." Omer, and he said, "Im atem mekabel misatayra mutil, if you'll be mekabel, the Torah is good, v'imlam shom tehek furasa." Taisus, all the other Mepharshim asked the question, what was the purpose of Kof aleim HaSahor kigigas? They already said Nasa v'nishma, they reached the Mamash the Madrega Malacha, Migila Levonai, Roz Zeh, Shemalachi HaShoros Mishnamashin Bay. They reached such a high Madrega with Nasa v'nishma. What's the purpose of Kof aleim HaSahor? It looks like a joke. So Sfarim HaKadoshim say in different Nuschois, but in light of the Sfas Emes, it's very Mavur. The Nasa v'nishma, they reached the Madrega Malacha, that's the inner Pneumius, the Neshama that's speaking and screaming out, and toich them. The koiches that the Yarshim from Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, the inner kedusha v'yid, and that screamed out Nasa v'nishma. But there's another component of the human being, and that's the artzius in the human being, and that is a big mafriya, and that could shter. For that, you need the mida of yira to be able to subjugate it to the guf. So for that, kof aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu zahar kigigas, matem mekabel misatayr mutar b'malav. You needed that element of yira to be able to subdue the guf for the ruchni is the kekayef within man. And it's interesting, by the mice of Purim, where it's hodah kiblu b'me'achash ve'erush kimu v'kiblu, they reaffirmed, that also came al yidei pachad. Doila hasoras tabas yoysim imem ches nevim. The pachad that happened accomplished the tshuva like the 48 nevim. You needed the element of pachad to be able to guarantee that the guf is in constant with the neshama, so that mamish fits in. It's also interesting that Yerushalayim is a combination of two words, Yira and Sholem. Sholem is, that's where the Shleimus, that's where Shemayim and Oretz meet. Ein zeh kiyem beis elokim v'zeh shar ha-shemayim. Shemayim and Oretz come together. But the Tarta Desasri, for that you need the Yira before the Sholem. That's Yerushalayim. Yira comes before Shalom. And that's really the avodah before Shavuos, when we make hachonas for Shavuos, in addition to the cheesecake and the blintzes and everything, one of the nyonim is to be kind of Yira. Svasema says that. To make ourselves for Yira, because that is really the ingredient that cements the gashmias with the ruchnias. The pachad, the gashmias with the ruchnias. Another inyan of Shavuos, on Shavuos, in addition to the regular carbon musaf that was noted by all the Yamim Tovim, they were makrib a special carbon that you don't find anywhere. That was the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, two lambs of Shavuos, together with, in Parshas Emorot's mention, the Kivsei Atzeres, the two lambs that were brought with the Shnei Halech. Now there was something unique about the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres that you don't find anywhere. Regularly, a carbon tamid or a carbon tzibur was either an oila or a chatas. You don't find anywhere a carbon tzibur that was a shlamim. Kivsei Atzeres was the only carbon tzibur that was a carbon shlamim. What's the inyan? What's data? So the Ramah, in the Sefer Torah Sa'oila, he explains like this. Why is it that you don't find, you only find a carbon oil as a tzibur and also a carbon chattas? And why do you never find the shlomim? He says like this. The shlomim comes from the word sholem and sholem. Bring sholem between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sholem between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order to bring sholem, there can't be any chait. The person has to be on a madrega where there is no chait. So in a tzibur, by a yochid, it's shaykh to be such as that. There's tzaddikim, there are yechidim, there are shalim. They don't have aveiris, and they can bring a carbon shlamim. But in a tzibur, to say that the tzibur, the ganze tzibur, is right for that shlamus, that's kamad impossible. So memeila, usually it's a chatos, and some aveira, or even an oila, right, comes either because of bitl, of a mitzvah saseh, or a hirhur aveira. But it comes in a madrega of a lack of shleimus. To say that the whole tzibur is on a madrega of shleimus to being a karban shlomim, that not. But on Shavuos, time of Kabbalah HaTorah, so then taka the chet becomes bottle. The daskenim bali atoysis brings down by, it says in Parshas Pinchas, Seir izim echad l'chaper. It doesn't say l'chatos. Usually when it says seir izim echad, it says l'chatos, or seir izim l'chatos. By the Korban Musaf of Shavuos, it says seir izim echad l'chaper. So the daskenim bali atoysis brings down, because kibun shekibaltem es haTorah, ma'ala ani aleichem kilu loichotos ha'me'ayim. So memeila, the Indian of chet is bottle. Memeila shayach for the whole tzibur to be shalim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memeila shayach, the Korban Shlomo. I just have one ha'ora, because in Parshas Emor is where the Shnei Kivus Etzeres are brought down, and there Taka says series of Echad L'chatos. There it mentions chatos. I don't know. Yeah, that needs explanation. But Lamaisa, the Hazakan Rabbi Taisa says this, that there is a Zami in Bechina. It could be that it brought down the carbon the way it's normally brought down, but one place it leaves it out, chatos, to show us that we reach a certain Bechina on Shavuos. The standard is series of Echad L'chatos, like all Yom Tovim. And then, you know, it mentions, says this in the Kuda, Kibun Shikabaltim Aleichem as HaTorah, Ma'ali Ani Aleichem, Hilu Lechotos on the island. So that's how on Shavuos we bring that Korban Shlomim, the Kivsei Atzeres. Good Shabbos, everybody, and good Yom Tov. Amen. Good Kabbalah HaTorah. Amen. Good Kabbalah HaTorah.